Let me say, maybe.
Well, then, I'd just like to add that the spectrometer readout on the nickel-cadmium alloy mix indicates a Goodrich strobe and fade, decreasing incidence of wear to the pressure plate. If you could just...
Whoa, little fella, you're not speaking my language.
What my associate is trying to say is that our new brake pads are really cool. You're not even going to believe it. Like, let's say you're driving along the road with your family, and you're driving along, la la la, woo, and then all of a sudden there's a truck tire in the middle of the road, and you hit the brakes. Whoa, that was close. Now let's see what happens when you're driving with the other guy's brake pads. You're driving along, and all of a sudden the kids are yelling from the back seat, I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it. Truck tire. I can't stop. Help! There's a cliff. And your family's screaming, oh, my God, we're burning alive. No, I can't feel my legs. In comes a meat wagon. And the medic gets out and says, oh, my God. New guy's in the corner puking his guts out. All because you want to save a couple extra pennies. And to me, it doesn't...
Get out. Now.
Sir...
Do you validate?
No.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I have a feeling that this is like the new viral reaction thing. You buy one of these shitty sodas from this dumb company,
dude,
drink it and have the reaction.
I think Royce and Shaw were kind of bitching it up. You know?
Yeah. Hey, fuck you, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Mitch, I am going to order you. I'm going to order. You know, you're not order. Fuck yeah. I'm going to order it here. I'm going to order the entire six pack. And when we go to the live event, I'm going to have a nice and chill.
There we go.
So then we've
got. That's what I was getting at.
You fucking bitching it up, Mitch.
Yeah, that's how you enjoy it.
Yeah. Mitch, which one would you like?
I would like the ranch dressing or the buffalo. I think one of those two.
Ew. Okay, that's fine. Buffalo it is. Because does it taste like buffalo wings?
No, it tastes a buffalo.
Thank you, Dee, for posing.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
FYI.
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I love this town.
Everybody's doing the fish.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Dutch and Royce here at morelikeradio.com. It's the Dutch and Royce show. And our number is 954-573-2780. My name is Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. My co-host's name is Royce Lopez.
What up?
My other co-host's name is Marie Lopez.
Hey!
Our third mic co-host is Johnny Cake Sanzeri.
Shalom in the home and the fish.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
And the other girl on the show, Sherry Dalama.
Hey.
I already said the number before, but whatever. Skype, if you want to get in touch with us through that, it's Hippo Juice Film. Or go to morelikeradio.com/live to check out the live video, join in the chat room, and have all kinds of fun stuff like that. So the Atlanta Falcons are the biggest chokers of all time.
What happened?
They gagged on the massive cock that is Tom Brady.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
So, okay, I was so excited to do the Super Bowl talk today. Really, actually,
I figured to get it out of the way.
No, I was. We went to a buddy's house, and they were doing slow-cooked barbecue, which is amazing, by the way.
No,
ooh,
you
nothing better than that.
don't.
How long did you guys cook this for?
No, three you don't. Weeks? Stop. What? You don't understand.
No, seriously, it's ridiculous.
No, you don't understand what Royce and I walked into. We got an invite from a friend of a friend. They're like, hey, we always do this Super Bowl thing. It's no big deal. There's always too much food. You're welcome to go. We show up to a guy that has what should have been outside of a Smokey Bones style smoker that he made himself.
He made it out of him. He made it himself.
He made it himself.
It was like a big propane.
Out of like a trunk of like a Ford F-150?
No, like a big propane container thing that he cut it out and made it in a latch, and it was a slow cooker, and it was slow cooking overnight. The wings were the best wings I ever had. So, by the way, this person, our friend, it was her parents' house, on this lake with a dock. The house was baller. TVs everywhere. It was the coolest place to go. They had booze.
Oh, that is awesome.
So, that is the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Marie posted a picture of it in the Warlick Radio chat room. WarlickRadio.com/live.
Oh, my God. Look at that slab of spare ribs. Oh,
we got invited to that. He was...
That's baller.
He brined his chicken for like 11 hours straight.
It was ridiculous.
And he had...
I love the fact that he has it on a trailer hitch set up to take it to like tailgates.
I have a second cousin who has something kind of like that.
It's Lakeland, Florida. So imagine hillbilly Lakelanders with a lot of money and nothing better to do but celebrate the Super Bowl.
So
right. Well, everybody does, though. I mean, what is it? 51% of every television that's operating in the world is tuned into this thing at one point.
So we were
Then the other percent was on the Puppy Bowl. Yeah.
Right.
So we were eating this, and then we go to watch the game, and man, it was... First off, a few things. First off, remember when the Super Bowl commercials used to be funny? Like, they're not anymore, and it bums me out.
What happened?
They seemed really political and stupid.
Yeah, what happened was the commercials went political when they didn't need to be, and everyone was upset that Lady Gaga was going to, and she didn't.
Holy fuck. Okay.
She didn't.
Lady Gaga's,
by the way. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. No, background track.
That's halftime. I don't want to get to that because there's stuff I do want to talk about with that. But...
the one thing I've noticed is one of the guys, because I went to Kelsey's older brother's house and a whole bunch of the family was over there. And one of the guys who's there, one of like their cousins, was like, yeah, they have the ad prices up to $5.5 million now in the first half.
Right.
If you're doing those ads. So I don't know if you guys noticed, but because it was on Fox this year, there was a lot of filler ads promoting their shows like 24 and FXX shows like Taboo and Legion and all these other. There was a lot of that. It seemed like they didn't get a lot of buyers for ad space.
You know who did buy ad space, though, was the Church of Scientology.
Church of Scientology.
What?
Did you not
see their commercial?
The Scientology commercial?
The local hour.
No.
It looked national, my friend. And John Travolta was there. And I think they had something to do with it.
Did you not see?
I must have missed that one.
Did you not see John?
I didn't see it.
Did you not see John Travolta was there to begin with? Like, you saw they were showing him, like, you know, during the game?
Yes.
Okay.
I was yelling about his hair plugs. I do remember seeing him there, but... I did not see the Church of Scientology ad. Do we have it?
We were joking.
Looks like they do it every year, actually.
Yeah, I'll get it for you, but yeah, I guess they do.
Yeah, Royce and I were joking.
I missed it. I've never seen it.
I'll put one up.
Royce and I were joking that for every commercial, we didn't recognize what it was for at the beginning, that it was a car commercial. And at the end of the Scientology
we always, because that's a game. I don't know if, like, during the Super Bowl.
Is it a car commercial? Yeah, guess, or is it a is computer it
a,
commercial?
Or a beer commercial.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the Scientology one. Here you go, Dutch.
Every step we take, every moment, every memory, every landmark, milestone.
All right, pause right here.
Words.
At this point,
Must have saw that part of it and just checked out and thought, okay, it's either IBM or Michelin tires.
Right.
Or...
Like, you think it's a tech commercial, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Apparently, yeah, this is not the first year they've done it. They've done it for a couple of years. But it's just this, after all the more stuff that's come out, like, to still do this is weird. Here we go.
For the joy and the sorrow, the victories and the triumphs, the defeat that pushes us into the shadows, and the inspiration that brings us back. But through all of life's journey, there is no language adequate
right
to
here.
Describe.
That is when, the moment I saw those two tin cans go in that girl's hand, I'm like, this is a Scientology commercial!
I
oh my
must
god!
Have missed this commercial. Yeah. Wow.
I caught the tin cans immediately.
Yep. All right, let's keep going.
The ultimate heights you can attain. Your full potential.
Scientology, that's a commercial.
That's craziness.
Isn't that weird?
I did not know they ran one. Because like they basically are doing the model of GoDaddy. Because GoDaddy, for the first like 3 years of its existence, it would just save up every amount of money it would have and only run one ad per year, and it would be the Super Bowl ad, and it would just be some racy, out-of-the-butt.
Yeah,
you know,
guess
like,
what?
Girls
by the way.
Half-nude, and that worked for them for years.
Guess what, though? Did you notice this year, unlike every other year, they didn't have any of those sexy commercials that they normally have, like a sexy
girl. Yeah, they had something. None. They had something different.
Like,
you know who their competitor, Squarespace, went with the whole John Malkovich thing, which
yes.
I thought was actually brilliant. Did you guys catch those commercials?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw.
Yeah, I saw that GoDaddy didn't have one. Squarespace did, and it was a man and not a woman. And you're right. There was no misogynistic, sexy women on any of the commercials.
Which
in fact,
fucked me out because...
So what's the point of watching
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I used to love, like, they used
exactly.
to have the GoDaddy, you know, someone in a
bikini. Because it has nothing
or,
to do
well,
with website creation. It was just to get you to go there.
One of the commercials went a step further and was an overlay of a father asking if his daughter was good enough to do things. While she was doing a boxcar race, I think it was a BMW commercial or something, or an Audi. It was Audi.
Miami MILF says the lack of tits was a bummer. Also, why the fuck is Alfa Romeo running ads?
I was
ads?
Just about to say that.
Like, I had
I
never
like,
heard of that car
no,
company
no, no, no.
until that
First
day.
Off, Alfa Romeos are really expensive. Nobody watching a Super Bowl can afford an Alfa Romeo.
Nope.
Like,
well, the only people that buy Alfa Romeos live in Europe.
So, because I'm used to like saying, okay, halftime presented by Pepsi, Bud Light, something American, not Alfa Romeo.
Oh my god! And then they had the Budweiser commercial, the whole immigrant thing, which was fine. I don't see why people were so pissed about it. Whatever, who cares?
Going back to the Coke versus Pepsi thing, I thought it was hilarious that the entire Super Bowl was Coca-Cola, but then the halftime performance was Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi presents whatever.
No, it was Alfa Romeo presents, and then they kind of like shoehorned in Pepsi somewhere. I don't remember.
Pepsi
where,
was shoehorned in the halftime, but Coca-Cola was the drink, I think, being served in the Super Bowl.
Maul asks if Alfa Romeo's a puppet. No, I don't believe so.
It ought to be.
But
she said a Muppet.
A Muppet. Well, you know what I mean. Same thing. But, yeah, so the commercials were fucking lame for the most part. I mean... Like and again, I know it's just that's usually when everyone ups their game and there's something like you know even last year had Puppy Monkey Baby, you know what I mean? Like that was funny.
Mountain Dew couldn't even do Puppy Monkey Baby.
Like
I didn't see a single Mountain Dew commercial.
No. What
I heard from someone else is like he was like the reason that I think people might not care about Super Bowl stuff anymore is because memes are so prevalent on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. That they make you laugh so much harder than the Super Bowl ads ever will.
Yeah,
on a consistent basis.
But the Super Bowl is the number one watched thing every year, always, and always has been.
Yeah, that's no reason for them to give up hope.
That's no, yeah.
And in fact, they all seemed like they were scared. Like they all felt
very
that they
tame.
Had to say something politically correct or else
and
they would have gotten attacked.
And Budweiser didn't even have like their traditional like Clydesdale or shot or anything with like
or, yeah know, yeah. Maul says where was the Budweiser puppy? Yeah, they didn't have that. They basically told the story of Anheuser and Bush immigrating to America from Germany and meeting like
and
that was.
Didn't
their
they also have Spuds McKenzie? But they had he was you know they had like a ghost of Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah, and also now like as we'll get into the football aspect in a second, the halftime show. Everybody was expecting Lady Gaga to go full blown political. That's
I wasn't.
No, all the articles. I'm talking about all the articles.
I wasn't though.
She goes out there does not,
and just destroys.
She was amazing.
For 20 plus minutes. That was one of the greatest ones I've seen. She played all the hits,
and
she played all the ones you liked. She didn't go crazy. It was awesome. And she sang live.
And by the way, the one thing that was impressive to me is that normally during the Super Bowl, it's like they'll be the main act and there'll be a surprise person. No, that was just all Gaga. And by the way,
I thought that when she started playing Telephone that Beyonce would come out because that was the one song they did together, and she didn't. And I was like, oh, okay, it's just Gaga.
She fucking was out there, and she did good. She didn't go political at all. And also, Ken, mind you, I kind of liked the little pooch she had going on. Like, that's the other thing. Like, some people say she had a little belly.
I was wondering did social media go crazy with that?
Yeah, some people were talking about that. What were you saying?
Shut up.
What were you saying?
It made me so mad that people were talking shit about her.
I thought it looked super cute on her. I think it looked good on
her.
Yeah.
I've always had a weird attraction to Lady Gaga.
Well, and I told Mitch too this morning when I first saw people commenting about very negatively about it. I'm like, look, if I make my pants just a little bit tighter, I have the same fucking thing. Like,
she could have went a little bit higher, you know, how girls, especially performers, what they'll do is they'll have just higher shorts that'll go above the belly button to erase that. But it's lower. Lady Gaga. She didn't give a shit.
Johnny Trapp, I
appreciate that.
Johnny Trapp's in the Facebook chat says, I was ready for Lady Gaga to do something dumb, but she was Gaga amazing. Yeah, it's true. And he also said the commercials were too political. That's also true. They were just too much. But anyway, the halftime show was great. She fucking crushed it.
You know
Did you
what?
See how the end, she dropped the mic and then caught a pass and jumped off stage.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? People forget that Lady Gaga isn't meat wearing Lady Gaga anymore, and she's Tony Bennett groomed Lady Gaga.
That's right.
Right.
Did anyone else see Tony Bennett introduced her?
Marie pointed that out.
Yes, I saw that.
And she's been hanging out with Tony Bennett for a while, and Marie got a good point. I think Tony Bennett kind of molded her into listen, you have this.
I said the same thing.
Did you really?
But I like when Royce says it.
Not on the show, but to other people.
Not on the show. Yes, exactly. Marie pointed it out, and it was like, she basically had, he was like, look, all this showmanship's amazing. The meat dress is great. Look, people are already watching you. Now you have a great fucking voice. Now show it off, you know?
Right.
I think the
people are going to respect you in the long run for your talent rather than your statements.
The turning point for me is when she did the Sound of Music thing. That was holy fuck.
Was it at the Oscars or the Grammys last year?
I think it was the Oscars last year.
I forget which performance it was.
Yeah, it was when What's Her Face died.
Yeah, she fucking just blew it away, and you know, she did really good.
I've always been a monster or a little monster.
Well, she's so versatile because she can play the piano, she plays instruments, she sings, she dances, and she can act. She's just an all-around performer.
So then here's the problem, Dutch. After the Super Bowl, a bunch of fucking sites were blasting her for not being political, because these
you knew that was going to happen.
Not the moderate left wing sites, but the ultra left wing sites. I was reading articles,
right?
Salon and Jezebel, you know, our favorite go to ones, were like, she should have, you know, said fuck you Trump, and other people are like, why? She's not there. She's there to sing. She doesn't care.
Listen to the lyrics of her songs.
It's a football game. It's a sporting event.
But not only that, though, if you listen to lyrics like her song, you know, Born This Way. All the lyrics of that are about gay rights and gay empowerment, and, you know, or just anything. You can translate it any other way, but the gays have really taken Born This Way, you know, as their torch song. She played that. Like, the majority of her lyrics, at least in the later albums, the earlier albums were just about getting drunk and partying, but in any of her later stuff, any of her message speaks through that. So she didn't need to get up and, you know.
By the way,
she did all that live.
Yeah, she did, absolutely.
Because you could tell when someone's live, because she hit a few sour notes here and there.
Right.
And I appreciate that more, because I'm like, oh, okay, she's live. You can tell at that moment, like, okay, that's not a pre-track that she's doing over there.
She fucking went out there and
when was the last time a halftime performance was live, though, like that?
Forget even that. When's the last time one artist has done the whole thing without a special guest artist? Because every year
I could think of,
Someone else.
I think John's right. That was the last one.
You might be right, John. And she was out there, and dude, she's fucking really, really good. Whether you like her style of music or not, it doesn't matter. She puts on a fucking amazing show.
If you don't like her style of music, I will wrestle you.
Dutch just likes wrestling guys, not fair. See? He just likes wrestling guys.
Greco-Roman style, somebody's choking out and somebody's dying.
I go full Turkish oil wrestling.
Johnny Trapp says she's become more mature. She's now Lady Mama. There you go. Lady Mama. Hey. I like that. She's evolved.
She's trying to be a more timeless artist, which I appreciate. Now, we had a discussion during the Super Bowl, and I would like to bring you all in.
Oh, here we go.
Was we were comparing Lady Gaga and her career to Madonna. Now,
oh yeah, this is good. Will.
If you cut Madonna's career off so that there's the start of Madonna's career to however many years Lady Gaga has been running, like apples to apples, not the breadth of
Lady,
Madonna.
Lady Gaga's 30, okay, by I the way. Lady right. Gaga's 30. I just looked it up.
So Madonna at 30, and then compare the two records. So Madonna started in the 80s. I argued that Lady Gaga is on track to be bigger than Madonna because Lady Gaga had a lot of hits during a higher competition era where music is just being pumped out over the internet mm-hmm. like crazy, and she stayed on top, where Madonna only had AM and FM radio and cassettes and some CDs, and there was less noise to get on top of.
Okay, so what's the argument? The commercial success or just overall talent? Like I would argue overall talent.
I think Lady Gaga's better singer.
Gaga takes a hands down because she writes all of her music
and she's a better singer. I think she's a better
singer. She doesn't shove it down your face 24/7. She actually she does make albums, but she takes a break to actually really hone in on those.
No, but my right. point, yeah, that too. But I mean, just singing alone, raw talent, I think right. Lady Gaga's always had.
Think about it this way. I was talking about the breadth of the career and the longevity and the invention of looks, sounds, so on and so forth. Think about it this way. Gay clubs. Will gay clubs honor Madonna over Gaga, or is Gaga overtaken?
Johnny Trapp says, yes, Queen Marie, yes. Oh. He agrees.
Nah, Madonna is complete and utter God in the gay community.
That's what I'm saying.
I have to agree with a lot of gay friends.
Madonna is God, but could Gaga become...
Right now, she could overtake that eventually, but as it stands now, no.
Would you say the Holy Trinity is Madonna, Cher, and Gaga right now, if you had to pick the three? Of women. We're not talking men.
Of the gays?
Of the gays. Yeah. I would argue you have to throw Britney in there. The gays still love Britney a lot.
Britney's more of a fun thing. If you're talking serious, the gays will fight you.
Okay, I agree.
Over Madonna.
Or Gaga.
Like choir eyes.
They will fight you over Britney.
I agree. They will fucking punch you in the mouth. I've seen it.
If you disparage their queens, you are going to get hit.
Yeah, dude. And you know what? You deserve it. That's on you. You know, like, if you make fun of Lady Gaga in front of a gay guy and get punched, it's like dropping an N-bomb in front of a black guy. You deserved it. You know, like, you knew what you were doing.
I saw my buddy Sean, who's a gay guy, get into a bar fight, and he was punching this guy because the guy said something disparaging about, he just said, like, he called him a fag or something like that. And my buddy Sean, who's, like, deceptively strong, like, you know what I mean? He's like one of those chimps. You don't realize how much power he has. He's punching on him, and he's hitting him in the face and saying, who's the fag now? Punching him in the face, and I'm having to, like, grab him.
I think
and pull him.
There's nothing worse than that.
Oh, my God, dude. I was like, laughing, but I was so happy for him. But, like, he was in a rage, and, like, I had to pull him off because we'd just gotten into the bar, and it was packed. And so I'm, like, pulling him off, but I can't forget, who's the fag now? And he's got the guy by the collar and just wailing him in the face. Oh.
Ma says, old gays love Madonna, new gays love Gaga. Johnny Trapp says, Gaga could play every instrument. Madonna couldn't play a piano if you put her on death row. Lady Mama can play my instrument. Apparently, somebody has a crush on Gaga. Look, not even gays, just even straight guys will punch you in the face, sir, if you make fun of Lady Gaga. I'm telling you.
I'm a big fan of Gaga, I gotta say. Yeah. And by the way, the whole Lady Mama, little monsters like myself, we call her Mama Monster.
Mama Monster, huh? All right.
Yes,
yeah.
We're part of the fan club, the Monsters.
Right. And also Big Dave.
By the way, she dropped that a couple years ago. It's kind of funny.
Doesn't matter. But, doesn't matter.
But I always thought what was cool with her as far as social media, if you added her on Twitter, she would add you back.
She probably had a mod on there that made it do that, no?
Or an intern, Dutch, which is more likely.
Or that.
Some dude.
Or,
you know?
Figured like a little... Yeah. Great program.
That wasn't the actual account she checked. That was just where she would post.
Right. But
I finally found the picture I was looking for. Did anyone else notice when Lady Gaga was only wearing the white football outfit?
They looked like the lingerie football league.
There was a brunette hugging Gaga for a second, and she had the facial expression of, I got you forever, Gaga. Don't you ever worry.
Emery found the picture.
Look at her face.
Emery found the picture.
Where?
Look at her face in the,
chat room. The last
the
picture.
The brunette holding Gaga. She kind of wrapped her arms around Gaga's waist and pull, and right. The dance pulls her backwards. And it looked like if she were a security guard, like Secret Service. She looked like Lady Gaga Secret Service, where she would take a bullet for Gaga to keep her safe.
So
I would.
Again, I am a 100. I mean, well, I wouldn't say 100%. I am a 90% straight male, and I like Gaga. I'm not going to say 100% because that number could be easily dropped in a second.
Depending
but
on the number,
Lady
I've done many choreographed dances to Gaga. I fucking love Gaga.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody does. I mean, dude, she's talented, and here's the thing: the reason why people like her so much is because it's not producers doing her music; it's her.
Lady Gaga
is the one singing, writing, and producing all the shit that she
Lady
puts
Gaga
out.
Isn't even a guilty pleasure anymore. It's just a pleasure. Like, it's not even guilty. Like, she's that right. good. And I mean, I know we're straight guys saying how good she is. But that's how good she is. You have to admit it. I don't want to hear you feel like you like Gaga. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I'm not unassured.
Yeah, why don't you broaden your music there, Fag?
Yeah.
Not you.
Never guilty for me.
Yeah.
It's always
you don't
been,
like her, then you're kind of. I think you have some problems.
Yeah.
With your own sexuality.
You know, let's go punch some Gaga haters. It's fair now.
Let's go fight. Yeah, let's go fight some Gaga haters.
It's fair.
Yeah.
But it was really good, man. The, you know, and, again, like,
and then there was more football after Lady Gaga finished.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we really did just fag it up there, didn't we?
Yeah, we really are just wow.
Bunch of Moes.
We really are. So she was so amazing. She was sparkling, and Lady Gaga
spent
just
5 minutes talking
that.
About the first half and 25 minutes talking about the.
By the way,
show.
Can I say what big fucking idiots we are? What big Moes we are? Because it was a football game that's never happened before in the history of Super Bowls, and we're talking about the halftime show still.
Well, at the time, it seemed like that was going to be the best part of the show because going into the half, it was 28-3.
Yeah.
The Falcons up 28-3. It looked like, okay, but then I was even talking about it with, you know, Kelsey's brothers. I was like, don't look. Not for nothing, Patriots know how to do halftime adjustments. So you knew they were going to come out with their hair on fire, and they didn't. So for the first half of the third quarter, they didn't do shit. And then shit just started like going south for the Falcons in that
they got over anxious. They sort of ran the clock.
Right. But not only that though, but at the end of the game, the Patriots ran 94 offensive plays, and the Falcons only ran 43 offensive plays. Almost 50 more definitely double than half. Like the defense got tired, and then Brady being Brady came out and did what Brady does. But I will say that the Falcons lost that game. I think that a little bit more outweighs than the fact that they had the greatest Super Bowl comeback in history.
What about that catch that the Patriots made midfield?
Julio Jones.
Oh, by Edelman?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a crazy play, but it was 1st and 10, so it didn't have the same weight as, like, other crazy catches.
Like when the guy caught the football on his helmet.
Right, David Tyree. That was 4th and 24.
What
and,
about
like, that one carried a little bit more weight. That was 1st and 10.
What about when the two helmets collided and got stuck together?
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like we said, it was the first Super Bowl that went to overtime, which was crazy. And I was amazed.
In history.
I was amazed that they didn't roll out Daddy Bush again for the overtime coin toss.
Oh, my God. Okay. We haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah, he looks George Herbert Walker Bush looks like he's perpetually terrified. The look on he's like, ah!
They pushed him from the one end zone to the 50-yard line. It took 15 minutes for it to happen. He took forever to get pushed. And
it's
then,
like,
you know, Barbara, who looks like, you know, at the end of I lost the reference. Damn it. She looks bad. That's all I'm trying to say. She was in a golf cart next to him. That, I mean, I don't
know. Are you saying it looks like a funeral procession?
It basically was a living funeral possession.
Was I the only one that wanted them to tie the wheelchair to the back of the golf cart and just drag him behind?
That would have been great. Give him some sparklers and streamers.
Yeah, I mean, he was almost dead 2 weeks ago.
Well, all I have to say is I appreciate George Bush Sr. not showing up to Trump's inauguration, but showing up to the Super Bowl.
That was fucking hilarious.
It's a little more important.
Yeah. Well, it was in Texas, too, right?
All right.
Priorities. Isn't he from Houston?
I don't know Houston. I don't definitely know he's from Texas, though. And, dude, Barbara Bush looks exactly the same. She's always been old.
She's rocking that cotton candy afro, though.
I said that when it was like she's been that age for 40 years.
Oh, my God. In that picture, she looks like Jack Nicholson's Joker. Doesn't she?
And
look
then George Bush looks like, I own the power.
look at both their faces. They look like the same person, just with different hairdos.
They look like a Snapchat.
Right.
They look like a Snapchat face swap. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Old people, I don't want to get old. I'm so afraid of getting old.
Well, it would have been great if you would have ruined the coin toss. They hand him the coin. He just puts it in his breast pocket.
Or he swallows it.
I'll use this to buy a hard candy.
America.
He just hands it back to Barbara, and she starts running away.
And then she falls down and shits her pants.
That's a little extreme.
Whatever. I'm just trying to make it funnier.
One of the Bushes just dies on the field, and we're like, so do we keep going with the game? Like, what do we do here?
They weekended Bernie's him.
Then they cut to a GoDaddy commercial.
He's still screaming to have Ralph Nader killed because that's the reason he didn't get reelected. Right. Kill Ralph Nader! George, can you please calm down? Oh, God. But, you know, he's out there, man. He flipped the coin. Good for him. You know what I mean? Like, I guess.
He sort of flipped it. Like it made like one flip out of his hand, and then it like shot over to like where the cameramen were, and just kind of rolled away. But whatever,
that's fine.
It was the game itself was just the first half. I thought was going to be a blowout.
It was, yeah. Well, the first quarter, like it was kind of like both teams were just kind of feeling each other out. There was no score in the first quarter, and then Atlanta just took their dick out and started smacking New England around with it. You know, they put up, like, was it three touchdowns in the second quarter?
By the way, how quickly are the Patriots going to have a new kicker next year? Because Belichick doesn't fucking play. They missed a fucking extra point.
Koskowski's a baller, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be probably doing, like, a lot of groveling in the offseason.
You're talking about when the football hit the post and went doing.
I love that noise.
And then in the background, you could hear him say, not in my house.
Yes.
No, who's going to not have is Martellus Bennett. And their safety, one of those twins, Coleman, they're not going to be on the team because both of them have verbally said they're not going to the White House.
By the way,
Trump's there.
Here's a lesson.
So they're gone.
Here's a lesson for people that watch football. Never talk shit at halftime because Sean King, one of the Black Lives Matter leaders, goes, this is what happened when Trump picks your team to win. And then he posts a score, you know, Falcons 21, you know, Patriots 3. After the game, the tweet was deleted. He deleted the tweet, though, but people took screen caps.
He's an asshole.
I know.
Just a baiting asshole. We've seen these guys for he's like the Skip Bayless of politics.
Awesome.
Like everybody knows that your opinion means nothing, but for some reason people pay attention to you.
He was a rabble rouser.
People kept sending Skip Bayless a tweet that this weekend that he posted in 2011 saying, give me Tim Tebow over Tom Brady in the final 2 minutes of a game. Like some tweet he said when he was all over Tebow's balls. People were taking the screenshot of that and kept sending it to him.
That's awesome. I mean, he's such a it's sad that he keeps getting gigs and he keeps getting publicity because he's just an uninformed sports fan that is convinced and he's convinced in what he's saying every single time. And you know that he's not just doing it to like get clicks. He's just that much of an asshole. Whereas
what about the commissioner at the end of the Super Bowl getting shit and everyone just booing?
Oh my god, dude, that booing
was amazing.
I'm going to see if I can't pull
that
it up.
That handshake between Brady and – because, you know, Brady went, what, would he have like a five-game suspension?
Four games,
and then he came back
suspension.
And won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and Goodell got one of the loudest boos you've ever heard anyone get ever.
It was like a WWE event.
Yeah.
Royce was kind enough to break it down for me and remind me why people were upset about things because I stopped caring about football a long time ago. He's like, yeah, remember when Tom Brady didn't inflate his footballs enough?
Even if you weren't a football fan, that game was insane.
It was. I enjoyed it tremendously.
Like, you couldn't ask for a better game than that. Like, that was
Fox
fucking
isn't
nuts.
Allowing YouTube to post anything on this.
By the way, we have to, at this point, all agree Brady's the best quarterback of all time, right?
Of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Best system quarterback, if it
Shut
wasn't for
up.
Him.
Shut up! Shut up! I fucking hate Eagles, guys. You Philly douchebags always do that. Well, you
no,
just...
No. I'm not Philly douchebags. Dude, you're a Dolphins fan. And
I know, and I'm the one
division.
Saying... And
you
I'm the one.
Hate him more than me.
No, I know.
Hey, the Dolphins beat the Patriots this past season.
I hate the Patriots.
How about this? Hold on. Pause. Before you go on your rant. Would Brady be as good if he didn't have Belichick?
I think so.
Think so?
It doesn't matter. That's not the question.
I just made it the question.
As far as like raw
answer
talent,
the question.
Yeah.
Maybe
as far
we,
as
no
raw talent goes,
yes.
Would he be as prolific? I mean, he is the greatest quarterback in Super Bowl history. We all know that. That's clear. The numbers state that. But would he be if it weren't for Belichick? Let's just say he had Andy Reid as his. Quarterback, his coach.
Andy Reid's not a bad coach. He still might do fine.
Yeah, he brought my Eagles to five NFC championship games in a row, and we lost every single one of them. And the one that we won, we lost to Brady in the fucking Super Bowl.
Maybe if you had Brady, you would have won.
Maybe. God, that's the worst. It's like when you have a team that... You get there 5 years in a row. It's like, we can't change anything. We can't fire everybody. We can't switch everything because you're right there.
Oh, another commercial. That Legion show that's coming out on FX. What's that? With the floating baby one? What the fuck was that about?
Is that a Marvel property?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the X-Men.
Is it?
Okay.
Yes.
It's the start of X-Men, yeah.
Pretty much.
It's weird.
Legion.
I don't know anymore. There's too many things. Oh, the Stranger Things 2 promo was good, though.
That looked really good.
Yeah. Stranger Things 2 looks amazing.
I haven't finished the first Stranger Things.
Well, why?
I don't like kids.
I finally finished Westworld. Oh, my God.
I finally did?
Jesus. Binge watched it in one day. I was like, yeah.
One day?
Uh-huh.
Brendan goes, it's tough.
On top of it? Well, we were on top of it.
Brendan says it's tough being from Philly.
I missed a couple episodes.
Yeah, no. Westworld is good. It's
back to you, Royce.
But however, did you see that Anthony Hopkins is in the new Transformers movie? You saw that commercial for the new Transformers?
That's good, right? That's a good thing.
Why is he?
He's also in another movie that went like straight to DVD. Or no, what's that one that they're showing like with the guy with the beautiful blue eyes, and it's clearly like a Fast and Furious type movie.
Oh my God! Speaking of the Fate of the Furious. Dude, make it a cartoon. If you're gonna
the ninth one.
If you're gonna do
done,
it's dude, the eighth one,
dude. But the
eighth one. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
because I'm the historian of Fashion and Furious.
Yes, you
wait, are they doing it the F and then the number eight?
No,
the fate of the furious.
No, the fate. Yes, the fate of the furious. Yes, that's
the hashtag. Yeah, hashtag.
Hold on, wait a second. Hold on, guys. Why instead? Why don't we just watch how awesome the commercial is?
It is epic. I will say that the production companies have given them a lot of money to do these films because they know that there's a great turnover because assholes will go and watch this.
They get chased after a submarine on ice.
They're still on us. These guys are taking this personal.
You were only supposed to create a diversion, Roman.
That was complete destruction. What you want from me? I'm Roman Pierce, man. It's what I do.
Phase two.
Phase two? What's phase two?
Bounds away.
Holy shit.
wrecking ball just came through and took out a bunch of Humvees.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
So did they plan on getting chased? They planned on getting chased down that very street, so they put a crane up with a wrecking ball waiting to get chased.
Well, what's the one piece of a construction equipment you think of when you're driving through a construction site?
Ludacris.
Second one.
Tyrese.
Jackhammer.
All right, fourth one.
The Rock.
Okay, the fifth one would be close enough. It would be a wrecking ball.
Vin Diesel. Oh.
You're a genuine outlaw, but you're a family.
The hell of a job, brother. When we get back to the base, beer's on me.
Yeah, get it, bro? Because they're just dudes who hang out and drink brewskis.
They drink anything as long as it's a Corona.
Does he have to make a stop for beer, or do they have beer stocked up at their base?
I would assume their base has beers. I don't know.
So then
I think they might have forgot the beer, so they got to do like a Tokyo Drift.
Do you understand that I've played Grand Theft Auto missions that are more realistic than this movies are now? Like, you know, like it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What are they doing? Hold on. Sorry.
Like in the trailer when like they circled like the bad guy car and they all harpoon him, and then the car, all of his torque, pulls 5 different cars, production value, like they're made out of like tinfoil.
About to go up against the only thing they can't handle.
Vin Diesel. That's not how physics work.
It's fine.
That's not how physics
in that universe it is.
Work.
I thought they didn't, like, one of the producers say after Paul Walker died, like, yeah, the franchise dies with Paul Walker because he is a franchise.
Yeah,
like,
and then that producer was fired.
And then he was fired.
Motorcycle one.
You know, $3 billion to make here.
Dutch. They just said that to make Paul Walker feel better. Once he's dead, he don't know.
It's true. He don't know.
He don't know.
Yeah, they still own his likeness, so they'll just have like a cybernetic version of Paul Walker.
All right. Did you ever think you'd betray your family you did today?
That's Charlize Theron. Yeah, that's right.
Is that Theron? Like, what is she doing? She's one of the hottest females ever. Like, why would she be
being hot and doing her thing
in this movie?
All right, let's keep on.
She probably makeup.
Oh, and even though there goes Paul Walker, there you go. Let's capitalize on this dead guy. They had a picture there of him holding a baby. Oh my God, they have no shame in Hollywood at all.
Dominic Toretto just turned on us.
Well. Do you look at that?
I don't know why he's doing this, but that wasn't Dom.
She's the very definition of high-tech terrorism. And now, she's...
Was that Kurt Russell?
Oh, that was Kurt Russell.
That was Big Kurt Trouble Russell. In Little China.
Oh my God, it's Kurt Russell.
Is what the Fast and the Furious franchise turning into the Sharknado franchise?
By the way, we'll talk about...
Yes. I was going to say that. It's just turning like big-name cameos for a dumb fucking movie.
And they make... They make so much money off of this, though, Marie. Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, none of these actors need to be in Transformers or Fast and the Furious.
No, but
or
again, it's the money.
Things.
It's the money. Let's keep going.
Do they need the money?
Mitch, can you look up how much money each one of these made, please? I think there's a list.
Yeah, okay. I'll look up.
I think you're right, though. It's become the Sharknado, but like an actual like. High budget Sharknado.
All right, let's play a little more.
I think I found my team.
This should be interesting.
You want to play like that?
This is what I'm talking about right
here. Yeah,
now.
Here's the scene you're talking about. It's not how cars work!
You're allowed to have 5 beautiful cars like that with harpoon. Ejectors going after one car.
The problem is, Dutch, they went to
Los Angeles. The thing is, people who. When was the last. I saw the first one in theaters.
So did I.
That's it.
They went to Los Santos Customs and they had it installed, I believe.
And I haven't seen a single one of these. Sorry, John, I know you were in the second one.
That's fine.
I have not seen any of these other movies. At all. I just see ads for them every year.
For the new listeners, John, can you tell them who you played in the second movie?
In the second movie, when the movie starts up and they set up for the big race in the beginning of the movie, I set up the barriers. I jump off the back of a lifted F-150 with hydraulics. I jump off, throw a cone, and then in two...
One cone.
Yeah, one cone. And then jump back on.
Going back on the stream.
He was installing a VLC player.
Possible. Which is why you're going to need a little help. I will beat...
Jason Statham's in this too, by the way.
Like a Cherokee drum.
Because he was the main bad guy's brother who they killed, and now he see and he sought vengeance.
By the way,
so is Jason Statham going to drive fast in this movie?
No, yeah, he's going to drive furiously. The Rock is probably in better shape now than he's ever been in his life, by the way. It's ridiculous.
We are about to go all night.
Figure that you would appreciate that more.
Look at his arms. Look at that.
Yeah, you figure the Hurricanes would like him to be in that shape when he was playing for him.
Hey, that's exactly, like when he was playing for the Hurricanes, he was kind of chubby. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just a chubby lineman.
Yeah, and now
he's like an egg. What do you expect?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Took longer than I expected. If you're going to catch Dom, you guys are going to work together.
Surprise. I just fell in love.
I've been waiting for this. We got a tank.
Let's roll.
Like that. Now there's tanks, by the way, also. On ice. Ice tanks.
I don't know if the old Dom is in there. I don't care.
But we wear the same size tank tops.
Give a damn. I'm taking you down. Toretto, let's play.
Why are they shooting at me?
I don't know.
The Fate of the Furious. Screenplay by no one.
Because you're in an orange Lamborghini?
Shut up, Tess!
Switch it up, like...
Switch it up, speaker box, blast.
I'm kind of digging this song, though, if I'm not going to lie.
Who is it?
I don't know.
We about to go up like...
What's coming out of the thing? Oh, it's a submarine. Oh, okay.
Of course it is.
Hey.
Why wouldn't it be?
Submarine.
We're going to need a bigger truck.
Oh, I get it, because they said that in Jaws, except it was a boat.
Well, they're probably meaning like they physically need like an earth mover to grab this submarine and stop it from like careening in ice.
Everyone knew it, but Mitch just had to be the dick to say it.
Of course. Of course.
Shut up. We know.
Mitch, did you figure out how much money they made?
I did. Okay. So
Help us out.
Yeah. How many pools of blood would it cost?
Okay. Here they are in rank from lowest.
How
to
much are they in Skittles, you fucking autistic weirdo?
Yeah, shut up. Say, let's do that math.
How many bags of marshmallows would I need to fill up a
Shut bag? Up. Shut up. Shut up. Okay. Tokyo Drift, 62 million. Too Fast, Too Furious, 127 million.
Okay.
The Fast and the Furious, 144.
Okay.
Fast and Furious, 155.
Okay.
Fast 5, 209. Fast and Furious 6, 238. And Furious 7, 357 million.
Dude, they're exponentially growing with each movie.
They have made $1.3 billion on that franchise.
Dude, and they're making more with each movie.
There are three more upcoming.
How many trees in the rainforest did that take for them to cut down to make the money?
Hold on. Stop, John. I'm sorry. What did you just say, Mitch?
There are three more. There's The Fate and the Furious, Fast and Furious 9, and Fast and Furious 10.
They have three.
Three more coming up.
Do you know the Fast and Furious 10, I guarantee, is going to be called Fast X, right? They're going to go Roman numerals?
Yes!
You know that's what's going to happen, right? Fast X.
I love it.
They're going to start doing Super Bowl Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look, I don't begrudge anybody for making money.
No, not at all.
But
of course, do it.
It's the American public for going, this is what I'm going to spend my money on.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I have a problem with.
If we had spent that money on fixing our national deficit, we wouldn't have a national deficit.
So
we couldn't see, fucking cranes smashing into cars, though, Marie. Come on.
Marie brought up a good point earlier about how is this different than, like, Sharknado. And
it was a good point that I made.
It just so happens that We saw Sharknado 4 on Netflix the other night.
Sorry, I did not mean to do that.
It's okay. We saw Sharknado 4 the other night, and it was on Netflix.
We fit it into our busy schedule.
Oh, my God. You know what's the worst? When a bad movie keeps becoming more and more self-aware, a couple things I want to bring up with Sharknado 4.
It's almost more annoying.
Yeah. First off, did you know there was a spinoff with Steve Guttenberg, something volcano, where Steve Guttenberg was fighting a volcano?
Yes.
And because the movies had a little crossover, and I had to go, why is Steve Guttenberg? Because apparently Steve Guttenberg had a movie, a sequel coming out now to this movie, Volcano Joe or some bullshit. Sharknado 4 had Hasselhoff in it, the dude from 90210. Tara Reid comes back, and spoiler alert, as a robot. Gary Busey's in it. And the one black dude from In Living Color that wasn't a Wayne's brother is in it too. I forget his name. How many cameos were there in that movie? Because it was weird.
It was all cameos. That's like, all it is.
It's like become cool for like real fucking B and A list stars to just pop up in the movie, you know?
Well, right, but not really. These aren't A list stars. These are B list stars.
No.
Marie's point was is that the Fast and Furious franchise is a cool cameo because they understand this is a bad movie, and A list stars like Rosario Dawson and like, you know, Vin Diesel and all these other guys can do cameos in a bad movie, and they're fully self aware that it's a bad movie.
Oh, no, I know. And Sharknado obviously is aware it's a bad movie. Duh. And they keep coming up with different...
I feel like Fast and Furious is the same thing, though.
Sharknado had a Boulder-nado in it. It had a Fire-nado. It had an Oil-nado. What other... So many different Nados. A
Sharknado cow-nado. Was basically our generation's Troll series.
Yeah, I guess. I mean...
They only made two Troll movies, right?
The Sharknado kept picking up other dangerous things, and they kept renaming the Sharknado as a new kind of tornado. Mm-hmm. That's all they were doing.
And the CGI is just still terrible. At this point, they do it on purpose.
Of course.
And they just keep chainsawing them. Like, I mean, it's never going to end, you know? I mean, if it's making money. But again, I just feel like I don't get as mad with Sharknado because it's a sci-fi movie and it knows what it is. It's always been that way.
Fast and the Furious bothers you more.
Fast and the Furious treats its universe seriously. You know what I mean? Like, even in the movie.
You think so? Or do you think it's
Yes. And I'll explain why. Because I've seen those movies, and John, you'll agree. The fucking gay bromance between Paul Walker's character, Vin Diesel, where it's like, I love you, bro. You're my brother. This is family. Let's drink a Corona and talk about life. It's not like Sharknado 4 is all stupid. From beginning to end, it's corny and stupid. It's what it is. This movie,
and they're fully aware of it.
And when I listen to fans of this movie, in reality, the people that like these movies, because there's a lot and made a lot of money, they don't go, it's stupid, I know it's stupid, but I'm going to watch it. They go, dude, it's so cool, like, Vin Diesel's awesome, kicking ass and punching bitches.
Well, the first movie was more because the way that they promoted it when the first one came out, it was about, like, oh, street racing, oh, I'm going to race you, I'm going to bet you this. But it was mainly just a detective movie in disguise, and then after that, they just kept on making it more about action. And
for example, the people that go watch Sharknado 4 know they're going to go watch a bad movie. Most people that go watch Fast and the Furious movies go because they think they're good movies. They think that they are awesome.
They think it's an action
and they
movie?
Think that they can do all those stunts.
Right. And it's weird.
I have a proposition here.
Okay.
We haven't done like a man on the street thing in a long time on either this show or Hippo Juice or anything in the MLR. Should we send somebody on to the theaters with a mic and a recorder, mm-hmm. and like get them, just ask people who are in line for Fast and the Furious, what do you like about these movies?
I like that, John. You want to do that? Okay. When is the movie coming?
Yeah, I'll do one better. I have my GoPro with a chest mount. I'll actually
go. That might make people like go away from you. We have a full chest mount.
Nah, that'll be fine.
Not anymore. Okay.
Hash it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sure. No, but for real, we're gonna
let's do that. Let's find out. Let's find it because this is something that has also baffled me.
When does the movie come out?
Years.
When does the movie come out?
You're the one with the trailer.
May or June?
You're the one who just had the trailer.
April 14th.
April 14th? And they're... Wow.
Yeah, so spring break.
They're really going to be throwing a lot of money promotion.
Well, yeah, and I'm down with that. We're definitely going to do that. This is...
February 7th, and it's not coming out to the 14th of April. Yeah. Wow.
So we'll probably get pushed back.
I know we were going from the Super Bowl to this, but it was just, you know,
it didn't matter.
Natural progression.
It is a natural progression.
Everybody's talked about it. Everybody's talked about the Super Bowl. I mean, it was amazing, obviously. You know, I mean, what more are you going to say other than that? But
well, I mean, like, the biggest thing is that, like, oh, greatest comeback ever. The Patriots are awesome. Or did the fucking the Falcons just choke the biggest lead ever?
I think that the Patriots. That's the biggest.
No.
I think the Patriots were teasing the Falcons. Well, and they knew exactly what they were
Dutch,
doing.
Dutch, I don't know if you know this, but there is actually some super left-wing people that say white supremacy is...
Oh, yeah, that's definitely it.
...why the Patriots won.
What?
Yeah.
Can you tell me now?
They have African-Americans on their team.
Most of them are.
Please explain to me why that's a thing.
I will. Well, it says here, and some people are calling Tom Brady a white nationalist troll. For real. While many football fans were outraged by yet another Patriots Super Bowl victory for the simple fact they win all the time, the Patriots became highly politicized because of the fact that quarterback Tom Brady is friends with Trump. He was once caught with a Make America Great Again hat in his locker.
Not friends with Trump.
He had a Make America Great Again hat in his locker. The Pats owner, Robert Kraft, and Coach Bill Belichick are also friends with Trump.
No one's allowed to be friends with Trump.
And how dare you be friends with anybody?
And some people, this is so fucking nuts. What's wrong with this country? The Patriots represent white supremacy in America.
I've been saying that for years.
Shit gonna be so well for niggas until whites pull some BS out the ass for the win. Hashtag BLM. Black Lives Matters. What an amazing comeback and win by the Patriots. Blah, 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 blah. Someone else says, is this the year of white supremacy? It reply to the Patriots winning.
Their top three receivers are white. By the way, that's another thing that like was going on before this whole Super Bowl happened. People were like irritated in the fact that they're Julian Edelman, what's his name? Chris Hogan. And the other guy were
Hulk
white.
Hogan.
It was like, and everybody's trying to make it like a white-black thing. Okay, Atlanta's clearly black, and New England is clearly white. Let's make it up. It's like, why would you? It's football. Nobody gives a shit, and anybody on any team would tell you the same thing, but it's just everybody else on the outside.
Oh, my God. Dutch, today I was Ubering, and I was driving around Ubering, and I picked up some people that were here from Atlanta, but they were here for work, but they watched the Super Bowl here in Orlando.
You guys must hate your life right now, right?
No. They were younger, I would say probably early 20s, and they were there for some sort of work for wherever they work at. It was three hipster dudes and one black girl that were in the car. So I'm driving them along, driving along, and she knows nothing about football, right? And she brings up,
as like, a woman should.
She's like, oh my God, we were up, not talking to me. They're all talking to each other. Oh my God, I was up so late because, you know, like, the game, and then the guys start talking about football. But have you ever heard a conversation of people that don't know anything about football talking like they do know about football?
It's the worst.
I'm sitting there quietly.
It's every time I'm with. Fuck, I'm sorry. I don't know why that just went off.
And the guys are trying to explain to her about football, and they start talking about, they go, well, you know, it's, you know, they start talking about like saying buzzwords they hear on ESPN once in a while, but you could tell they don't really watch football all year long, and it was just embarrassing.
Guys who aren't actual like sports fans, the casual sports fans trying to tell a non-sports fan Jesus.
Exactly. It was fucking brutal to listen to.
Did you say anything?
No, I'm just let him go. I let him go all the time. Let him. I don't want to get roped into that horse shit. Everything they talk about, like,
you know, but you know, there's an ending to the horse shit because the second you drop him off, hey, bye, guys.
No, I know.
Right?
Did they tip?
No, they didn't.
Are you worried about the whole tipping thing? That's the reason why you don't get involved.
No, I don't get involved because sometimes it's early and I don't feel like talking. I mean, you're human, right? Sometimes first thing in the morning, you just don't feel like talking to anybody.
No, I get you.
You just fucking feel like talking. I didn't feel like talking. At the bar. I was like, all right, I'm fucking... just want to listen to my music and not talk. Well,
sometimes you don't want to interrupt a train wreck. You just want to watch it. You know?
That's also true.
Like, when somebody is so wrong that you don't even have the energy to begin to correct them, so then you just sit back and say, I'm going to let this one play out.
I also picked up a group of, five Brazilian women. A mom.
Shoot the bang.
A mom, an older mom, and then her daughters and her daughter's friends, which are like in their 20s. All hot. Even the mom. Mom sat in front and the rest just squeezed in the back. So there's four of them in the back.
Who's in Stange and to the bang?
Not Brazilian, excuse me. Colombian. And then I hear them talking in the back. They don't know I speak Spanish. And they are just going on and on, just talking so much shit about this other girl who isn't there. And it was something I go, it's hilarious. Like, it doesn't matter what culture it is. Women are the same. Like, they brutally talk shit. And I'm there. I don't even know this girl they're talking shit about in Spanish. And I just want to, like, defend her. I'm like, she's not even here. What if she's nice? Like, why are you doing this? Because,
hilarious.
And it wasn't like a...
Especially being bilingual like you. Like, that's got to be, like, fun. Because you kind of, like, sitting there going... They don't know that I know what they're saying.
I always do it too. And then at the end, after they're, you know, they're all in there and then they speak English to me a little bit. When they're getting out of the car, I'll say something in Spanish. I'll tell them to have a nice day in Spanish just to blow their mind to
To fuck them up because they're like, oh my God, he knew everything we just said.
And then the rest of the day, because I've had people talk shit in the back a little bit about me, like, you know, and then.
What were some things that they said?
I was dropping somebody at the airport and they thought I should have taken a different way than I did. And I just go by GPS and they thought that I was like, you're going to screw them or something. They're saying it in Spanish to their friend because they didn't know I spoke Spanish. And then, you know, when we were almost there, I explained to them that in Spanish. They go, no, actually what I did was, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they goes, oh.
In Spanish.
He freaked out. Right. Like he didn't know. And the look on their face is amazing.
That's fun.
It's amazing. and it's funny because... You talk to a lot of different people. Like, you know, I picked up like a couple. I pick up Mexican people all the time. And for the most part, they don't give a shit about politics. And most people don't care. You know what I mean? Like, the other day I picked up, this is always fun. Because I'm always at the Exchange Center. Not the Exchange Center, but Epcot down here in Disney World. Does this thing where they have different lands around the world and they have the people that work at the lands. Like there's France and there's Italy and there's all Canada. And the people that work there usually live in that land. So like, you know, people from France.
They have to live in the park?
No, they're from France, for example.
Wish.
And they do a year intern over there in France. So you have French people that work in the France part of Epcot to make it authentic.
Yeah, they ship in French people.
Yeah, but I'm always trying to explain to them, like, they're always asking me, like, you know, is this really what America's like? And I'm either apologizing for America or trying to explain things about it. You know what I mean? Like, imagine coming here. Like, to them, they don't know all the intricacies. Like, here's a perfect example. If you sit here and you go, what do you know about France? You go, oh, you know, they have croissants and they're jerks sometimes, blah, 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 blah.
They don't know what iced tea is.
Right. But you don't know the intricacies of France. You don't know if people are protesting. Like, you know, so the same thing. People forget that we're arrogant as Americans and we don't realize people that are coming from all over the country here, they don't know the people that are protesting and flipping out and losing their minds. They're just coming here going, oh, Disney's here, you know. And when they get here, they realize, oh, my God, what's happening? You know?
Yeah, but if we went over there and we saw some shit, we would say, oh, my God, what's happening?
Exactly. That's my point. And I think sometimes they don't realize how we come across to people that visit. You know, we come across like fucking lunatics.
Well, they should know because we're the center of the universe.
Exactly. And that's the thing. We really think we're the fucking center. And I just find myself
Earth was the center of the
apologizing for America.
We'll stop, because France would never apologize for France.
I have never apologized to a French person. Excuse me. French person or French Canadian. You know what I've been doing? Every time.
Yelling at them?
I'm going to tell you how fucking crazy I am. The other day I made a long, long post about French Canadians coming here being terrible drivers. And I was told by a European that, oh, shut up, you're just arrogant, it's because your infrastructure's terrible. He's blaming us. And I go, no bullshit. So what I've been doing since then, every time somebody, a French Canadian, cuts me off, like from Ontario or from Quebec, they're always French Canadians, or they cut me off or do something stupid, I have been taking pictures of their plates. And I'm going to compile every single French Canadian that's done something terrible on the road, and I'm going to post it and go, it's not the fucking infrastructure. They're all assholes. I know. I can't stand it. I know it's an insane thing to do.
It is an insane thing to do.
I understand it's insane.
It's very insane. Why are you doing that?
All right.
But it makes me feel better. And what do I hate more? Yes, I hate French Canadians more than manatees. I'll go on record right now.
Really? All right, let's go to break.
Okay.
Because I have to pee really bad, and we're over time. So, all right, we'll be back after the break, and I'll tell you what I've been taking pictures of this last weekend. So,
okay.
Dustin Royce, be right back. Oh, I hit the button. It's not going.
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read this thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes,
collects
cages, things like that.
That's real.
Hang on, do you guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
He was like an electronics billionaire or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course, okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
He keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh. I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
All top these.
No. Like boxes of real women squatting down, and there's like only one hole in the box.
Wait, you guys split it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Nick, are you all right? Take a breath.
What?
Say it. Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
we'll
say
give
it.
Him, we're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's a shock. Why does it have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
Read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Okay, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick, and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch. Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things,
and news stories.
Florida stories.
And yeah, also that it's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you can find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it.
Good job.
There you go, Eric.
Not as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Whetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
To the Italians.
Papa the Poopy.
Papa the Poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
The Amen.
Spain. Singapore.
Paul.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No.
A big loop on you.
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Why are we meeting in a parking garage?
Because what we are doing is unsavory and we're hiding from God.
You promised Winston and everybody pizza.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Yes, there'll be pizza. Just do one thing for me first here. Memorize these.
I love sponges because they connect my heart to my hand.
Look, I had to scramble, you guys. I told my bosses how much men love to clean.
What are you talking about?
I know! What do you think I'm rigging this focus group?
Sponges make me feel more exhilarated than any home run or touchdown ever could. This is ridiculous, man. I'm out. I can buy my own pizza. Can somebody please loan me $15? Maybe like $20-$25 depending on toppings, because I'd love to get a bunch of ham.
What about the tip, dude? What about tip?
I don't give tips. It's for delivery. You don't tip delivery people.
You definitely tip delivery people.
Guys, I get sponges. This solves all our problems. Okay, I make more money. Nick gets his room back. I get my life back on track. Punting the sweet fantastic.
For the last time, Schmidt, that doesn't mean anything.
Fine. I'm going to need 1 hour in a quiet room to get in character.
No.
Right on. After long and thoughtful and careful consideration, Winston is in. Assuming pizza is still on the table.
Say pizza one more time.
Just don't.
No, we just never talked about when we're going to. Like, delivery of
pizza. Say pizza.
Say pizza one more time. I'm going to kill you.
Maybe we talk about toppings, perhaps.
Charismatic.
Second hour. Dutch and Royce. Here on morelikeradio.com. I haven't been keeping up with New Girl. I haven't recorded, but Kels and I haven't found a time to watch them this season. Is it good? It's very funny.
We just caught up recently ourselves. It's been very, very. By the way, never been a big fan of Megan Fox, but she just really works on that show very well.
She's good.
Good. She's back again.
Yeah.
She shows up.
Spoilies.
So Zoe's no longer a figure on that show?
She's there.
She's there too.
Well, she basically was pregnant for the better half of last season, and they they kind of just cut her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put her on jury duty where you couldn't see her, so it was an excuse to not have her there. So they brought in Megan Fox to replace her for a couple episodes or for a while, and then Zoe came back, and now Megan Fox is just kind of a staple on the show.
Nice. 954-573-2780. Hippo Juice Film on Skype.
That is correct.
MorningRadio.com/live. Mm-hmm. Those are the three contact information if you would like to get in touch with the show. If you go to MorningRadio.com/live, you can join in the chat room, see the videos, do all kinds of fun stuff like that.
But what if I want to punch a Nazi? That's the cool thing all the kids are doing now.
Punching Nazis?
Yeah, bro. Have you not been on the interwebs?
I didn't know that was a new thing. I thought that was been a thing for a while.
Yeah,
but.
Well,
I mean, because people that they are claiming to be Nazis aren't really Nazis.
Everyone's
so they're
Nazi
newly
now.
Nazis. So you're punching a new Nazi.
There's a video.
Yeah, like if you're against somebody's views, then you're automatically a Nazi.
There was a girl that was over at the Berkeley thing, and, you know, we talk about the riot, but she was wearing a joke hat that said, "Make Bitcoin Great Again." Somebody thought, one of the Berkeley rioters thought that it was a Make America Great Again hat, and they just pepper sprayed her. Right on the face.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. People are just
We're living in a weird time right now, man.
People are losing their minds, man.
It's a very, very, very weird time.
We didn't get into it in the first hour, but what did you guys do this weekend?
Well, we kind of did. I mean, we watched the Super Bowl.
I didn't get into what I did this weekend.
Yeah, what did you?
That's why I was saying it, Marie.
So, I want to talk about movies.
Oh boy.
A little bit.
Okay.
So the buzz right now is all about La La Land and all of the fucking nominations that it's gotten for the Oscars.
14, right?
And I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, what is La La Land?
La La Land is the self-congratulatory Hollywood Oscar movie that they wrote so that they could win Oscars. And Hollywood loves movies that talk about themselves.
Right.
Right.
It's like a musical with Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, and it was so boring that Sherry and I turned it off halfway through.
Really? Was it because it was boring? Because you knew it was self-congratulatory.
I went into it with an open mind. It's like everyone was saying this is, you know, La La Land's going to pick up all of the awards. It's going to win all of the Oscars, whatever. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's got to be a decent movie then, at least.
Right.
And I watched it, and cinematography is great. It looks good. It's just really fucking boring, I thought.
Yeah, I mean.
And it wasn't even so much that it was, I'm not against musicals because I don't mind musicals, and Sherry likes. She said one of her favorite movies is Chicago, so she likes musicals too. But this one was just fucking weird. There was weird, like 10-minute long pauses where it was just music playing in the background, but no words, no singing, no nothing. Just like kind of dancing montages, like 10 minutes long. It was really fucking weird and boring. I can't stress that enough.
It's up for a bunch of awards, for a bunch of Oscars. But remember last year, the big hullabaloo about the Oscars was there's not enough black people being nominated. The problem is people at the Academy Awards, when you do what you did this year, it seems disingenuous. Now every black actor is in every category ever. You know what I mean? Like, remember last year they were criticized. There's not enough black actors getting nominated. And this year it's like every black actor ever is now nominated. And it's like, well, calm down. Let's all relax, you know?
I don't know if I can relax.
What was that movie where the girls are the ones that are responsible for us going to the moon?
Oh, those three black...
The mathematicians?
Those three black ladies?
Yeah, whatever.
Was that factually accurate, by the way?
I don't know.
Yes.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, in fact, one of them is still alive. She's 96.
What was in that movie?
I thought it was The Mathematicians.
No.
No, that doesn't sound right. Someone,
Black Mathematicians?
Someone help us out here. Help us out here, Midge.
I'm looking.
Midge?
Hidden Figures?
There it is.
There we go.
There it is.
change the F to an N.
Wait, whoa, come on,
John.
Don't do that.
What's going on?
Relax, John. Jesus.
There was like 100.
Yeah, seriously, relax.
There was
God. Take
I
a
like
chill
how he caught himself.
There was 100 other ways to make that joke without the way you did it.
But none of as funny as that.
All right. La La Land received 14 nominations, tying the record for the most nominations by a single film with Titanic and All About Eve, a 1950s film. It got nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress.
What's All About Eve?
Let me just stop doing what I'm doing and answer your question.
That would be fucking
wonderful.
Is it
the biopic of Eve 6?
No, don't. Marie, just go ahead and finish.
All About Eve is an American drama film written and directed by Joseph Mankiewicz, and it was based on a 1946 short story, The Wisdom of Eve. There. Are you happy?
Why are you talking about that? Go back to the thing you were reading.
See, it was boring.
Yeah,
don't ask
say.
Boring questions.
God, it's so annoying that you did that.
It also got nominated for Best Original Screenplay, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing, Best Costume Design, Best Original Score, Best Original Song, Best Production Design, Best Sound Editing, and Best Sound Mixing.
So most of their nominations were for shit that nobody cares about anyway.
Also, Best Craft Service.
No, because it got Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Actress, and Best Screenplay, and Best Cinematography, which are all like the biggest ones.
Well, they
ones.
Got nominated, but did they win anything?
Because no, it hasn't happened.
Well, they haven't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay, so then I'll go ahead and ask and make a prediction. How many of these nominations will they get, and will they do it, and will they win because everyone will feel guilty, and they'll say that they'll just win?
Well, I think I that they're going to get a lot of them because Hollywood loves Hollywood.
Ugh.
Well, at the Golden Globe Awards, it won all 7 of the nominations that it received.
Is anybody else dreading the Oscars because everybody's going to try to top each other politically with political speeches?
Oh, with the Trump stuff.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. Holy crap. Can yes. Oh, my God. I'm not. I don't want to look forward
I'm gonna
to that.
I'm going to have to watch it, obviously.
Can we invent some sort of audio modification that just tunes out the people as they're accepting their awards? Like birds chirping. Or just something pleasant to just drown out Glenn Close or whoever is going to be saying stupid shit.
You know, I pretend to be somebody else. And because of that, I know how we should fix immigration policies all over the United States of America.
Do you think Crystal's going to do a Trump impersonation?
No. He's still doing a black guy impression. Remember
that? What it used to be, Marie, what you're talking about as far as they would just have that playoff music. Like if you're droning on too long, they would just hit that one scene. Then, here you go. Okay, thank you to my mother and my father and everybody else.
Yeah, but they're not. They're not going to do that.
They're not going to cut off any political. No. I guarantee you.
Because everyone in the audience.
I have a prediction that they're going to play the cutoff music, and it's going to offend a lot of certain people.
It always does every year.
Someone's going to get into a political thing. They're going to play the playoff music. And then the internet is going to explode. The fucking Academy Awards, they cut off, blah, blah, blah. Didn't give them a fair chance, blah.
But here's the thing. I mean, like, to be fair, the Academy Awards, every year, people are, the Academy is getting shit on for not, you know, why didn't they win? Every year somebody got robbed is basically what happens in the political media.
That's because of white supremacy.
Yeah, you didn't know that? It's
white
supremacy.
In general. Like, dude, supremacy. No. It's just
you know what?
Artistic
That's
supremacy
what
or anything like that.
A cisgender patriarchal male would say who does not understand the struggles of the minorities who are being held down. If you would understand that, you'd understand why some people have to put on ski masks.
You gotta wrap it up, Royce.
And punch people in the face.
Silver Lining, Jimmy Kimmel is hosting this year.
That's cool. I like
Jimmy
Kimmel.
I like him.
I'm a fan of Kimmel.
He loves shitting on everything Hollywood.
He does.
Yeah, he'll handle. He won't take no guff. That's what I'm saying.
No.
He'll handle the things correctly.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's going to be a political fucking fest, and
my God, why don't they all just circle jerk themselves and go home?
Oh, it's just actors.
I mean, that's basically what they do every year.
Actors telling us what to do is always so much fun.
It's the worst.
But then they make a movie called The Great Wall, about the Great Wall of China, where the fucking main actor is Matt Damon.
And then they go home to their millions of dollars and wonder why we're upset.
Right. They don't get why normal people are like, shut up.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck you.
They go home, they drive in their Alfa Romeos, and they understand they're just like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry.
They don't understand.
The Super Bowl.
I haven't heard of the brand Alfa Romeo until 2 days ago. I said, what car is that?
I had no idea.
But
wait, now, that Great Wall movie, I've seen the ads for it a few times. Is the idea that, like, aliens are the reason why they've built the Great Wall?
No, or something mythical.
Or aliens.
It doesn't matter. I'm not watching it. I can tell you that.
But you're not going to watch Alien Covenant?
But no. Matt Damon.
I don't care.
Matt Damon.
The last Jason Bourne
Matt
movie.
Matt Damon.
The last Jason Bourne movie sucked, too.
The Jake Gyllenhaal sci-fi movie looks pretty good.
Which one?
Was it called Life?
I haven't seen that for that.
As long as I don't have to see his sister, that's fine.
Yeah, Maggie. That's right. Maggie Gyllenhaal hasn't been anything since Batman.
Batman.
No, she's definitely been in something. She has to have been.
And she was the replacement to Katie Holmes, which, by the way, is Katie Holmes still alive? Is she still with us?
Yeah, no, Katie Holmes is alive. She left Tom Cruise, so she's.
But is she still in Scientology?
No, she's back to Catholic. Back to the Catholic Church, I believe, from what I've read.
Is she safe? Does she need help?
I believe the reason she's not, from what I've read, the reason she's not talking about Tom Cruise negatively is because she signed an agreement that she's not allowed to talk about him.
Okay.
A prenup thingy. That he's a fucking weirdo and part of this weird, weird cult.
How much do you think Leah Remini was trying to get her on her show?
It's probably as much as she tries to fucking get her nail person to make her nails longer, but she says scientifically we can't make that happen. I hate her nails.
God, what happened to Katie Holmes? She doesn't exist anymore. I haven't seen her act in a role since that Batman. Has she done anything since Batman?
I think she has.
I think, but I can't remember.
Well, good thing the internet is around.
Didn't Natalie Portman get nominated for playing JFK's wife?
In what movie?
Jackie.
Yeah, she did a Jackie movie. You're right. I don't know if she got nominated for anything. That. I didn't see it either. I'd like to. I like Natalie Portman.
Movies, historical movies.
Katie Holmes does a couple movies a year.
The only good historical movies are ones that are war related.
Are they all?
I've never heard of any of them.
Independent. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't.
She was in The Giver in 2014.
The last
That's a really well-renowned book that I heard was going to come out, but didn't get a lot of traction.
No.
We did end up watching The Frontier on Netflix, the one with Big Dave Navarro from Game of Thrones.
Big Dave Navarro. Big Dave Navarro.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
In Game of Thrones.
What's that actor's name?
Fucking Momoa? Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa or something.
Yeah, Jason is he Samoan Joe.
Yeah,
I call him Jason.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's a good-looking guy. I will say that.
Yeah, he drinks beers, throws axes, plays Aquaman.
Yeah, he would fall into my 10%.
Top or bottom?
Me? I don't know. For him, I would have to be a bottom. He looks like a top.
For him, yeah, definitely, he looks like a top.
Watch it be the exact opposite. He actually prefers to be like submissive.
I don't know. I mean, look what Khaleesi did to him.
Yeah, he killed him.
He's also going to be Aquaman soon.
Yep, we already said that. Where's the beef?
You already said that. Where's the beef?
Sorry, I was looking at his face.
Frontier's pretty good. It was actually a show that was made alongside Discovery Canada, which is weird. But no, it's a fictionalized show, obviously, about revolutionary time. And it's actually pretty good. I recommend watching it if you're looking for a show to watch.
When is Earth 2 coming out for Americans? Because apparently it's been out for British people for a while. It's in the next couple of days, right?
What are you talking about?
I've never even heard of it.
BBC, Earth 2, Electric Boogaloo?
No, Earth.
Oh, I know. I see what
Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Planet Earth, the show that was on BBC. It was a documentary series, like a 9-part thing. They're coming out with Earth 2, and they had a few clips. We played on the show, I feel like.
They've been, I don't know. They've been airing them on BBC. I don't know if they've been airing them on BBC.
They said
America.
That they weren't doing it on BBC America until recently.
I've been watching them anyway.
If you have a Kodi box, you can get them.
Is it good?
It's amazing.
What is it,
Mitch? Is it narrated by Sigourney Weaver, or is it the one narrated by the British guy?
No, it's narrated by David Attenborough.
Okay, dude,
Attenborough is the only one who can do it.
No, yeah, here's basically. The thing. But didn't they?
How
read
dare
that?
You besmirch the name of David Attenborough, you piece of shit?
Because I remember that they redo the Planet Earth one with Sigourney Weaver doing it, and then they did. Yeah,
that's bullshit. Why would they do that?
In England,
David Attenborough is fine.
In
why would
England,
anybody want
in England, they show David Attenborough, and in America, they. I'm wondering when the American version comes out if it's going to be Sigourney Weaver. It's the same footage. It doesn't matter. It's the same footage.
It doesn't care. No, because David Attenborough is probably the greatest VO guy ever. Like, why would you change that?
I agree. I'm just letting you know. Well, why don't we look it up? Who's the voiceover for Planet Earth 2 in America?
Mitch, you would say that, right? David Attenborough, greatest voiceover.
Yep. Whoa. Right? Better than the VO from Top Gear?
Yes.
Better than the VO from the Sega Dreamcast game, Seaman.
Okay, well then now I have to think about that.
That was Leonard Nimoy.
Yes, it was.
Oh, Nimoy's Dutch, good, February... but dude, it's David Attenborough. Like, come on,
Dutch. February 18th is when it premieres.
18th, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I've seen most of them already, but
I want to see it.
We'll watch it, babe.
Greatest documentary series ever. The
it's
first
the one
Earth.
With all the animals and
yeah,
stuff,
we've
right?
Seen, yeah, it's all about animals.
We've seen the first one.
Well, it's National Geographic, so it's basically they spent 20 years just collecting just the most amazing footage you could possibly imagine.
It is so good. Well done.
And then they did another one, obviously, that's coming out on the 18th. But the first one, I think, came out in 2001? When did they first put that one out, Mitch?
2003, 2004.
Somewhere like around, I think John's right. Yeah, somewhere around there. But
2006.
There you go. And now you got to imagine from
camera
then
technology.
Till now,
from yeah, exactly. Camera technology in the last 10 years has grown fucking exponentially.
Yeah, I remember the first time we saw it was that so long ago that Nathan lent us his box set of DVDs of Planet Earth. That's how we ended up seeing it. Yeah,
you saw it in your theater room.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we definitely have to. We'll start watching. I like Attenborough better too. Not that I have anything against Sigourney Weaver, but
Jeremy Clarkson—that's his name.
Yeah,
that's who? Not the same. The guy from what are you talking
Top Gear.
About? Top Gear. I know. Guy. What are you talking about with Jeremy though?
Well, Top Gear. Trying to say that he was a better VO guy than Attenborough.
I don't know.
No, better than
Attenborough. On fucking
dude,
on paper,
he'll talk their shit off of like a Honda Civic.
Shut up. On paper, Attenborough has done way just his resume of work is longer. So therefore, you got to give it to him.
Well,
there's
not even
no
just on paper. I would rather listen to David Attenborough dictate something than Jeremy Clarkson.
That silky voice.
I guess I'm a car guy. I would rather listen to him talk about.
No,
like,
I like Top Gear and I like Grand Tour. I would rather listen to David Attenborough talk about animals.
Yeah,
all right, here we go. Let's go. Right, top five VO guys. So we got to put Morgan Freeman up there. I would say Attenborough's number one. Morgan Freeman, I think, is a second, like a distant second, though. What was the guy you just said, John?
Jeremy Clarkson.
Clarkson's pretty good. Who was the guy who voiced over
also created Ethiopia's Highlands?
There you go.
David Attenborough.
You're listening to this voice and you're thinking it's the most soothing thing ever.
This land was just as flat and as deep as the Danakil Depression. Molten lava.
Yeah, I like this guy.
What about John Cleese?
Cleese is pretty good too.
I would listen to him.
What about Tara Reid?
By the way, the planet Earth that we
and this is the water buffalo. It's natural have. It's gonna get some water.
Yeah,
you'll
be happy. You'll be happy. Tara Reid's around. If there's a Sharknado, though, I'll tell you that right now. She's a robot. And even when I saw the first Planet Earth, I also saw the Attenborough one. I never saw the Sigourney Weaver one.
Yeah, I remember seeing the Sigourney Weaver one.
I love the fact that in Finding Dory, was it Sigourney Weaver or who was?
It was Sigourney Weaver.
Well, it was okay. Yeah, they kept referencing her because of her voice and just heard her over the whole loud system.
Oh yeah, that was fantastic.
Very funny.
Oh man, I didn't know I had a Planet Earth 2 to look forward to. This just made my night.
Dude, I can't wait because, like Mitch was saying, is it that good, Mitch? You said
it's really good. Yeah, okay, it's good. Really good.
Yeah, I love those two. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely throw that on. But yeah, watch Frontier 2. That's pretty good. And they just put the new trailer out for Iron Fist, the new Netflix show. The Marvel Netflix show, Iron Fist.
They're going with Iron Fist. Wait. Okay. Yep.
Oh my god, that's gonna be so good. With
Jessica Jones, I took a huge chunk out of Luke Cage last night.
It's pretty good, right? Luke Cage, pretty good, huh?
Pretty good. No white people.
Yeah, like, it's Luke Cage.
Barely any white people, and the white people they do have are all Jews. There's a little
Juice from Sons of Anarchy.
And by the way, most of the white people are bad guys.
They're all bad, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm thinking about it. They're all bad. Yeah, everybody who's white in that show. But other than that, it's well done. So the next one you're saying with the is going to be Iron Fist.
Yeah,
and then followed up with Punisher.
And then the Defenders TV show is coming out, which is Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage, and Daredevil.
Nice. Nice.
So
Daredevil is my least favorite, though.
I would agree that Daredevil season one was better because D'Onofrio was in it, and D'Onofrio was great.
D'Onofrio is great, but that redheaded girl, I am so sexually attracted to her, I can't even tell you. What's her face? She was in True Blood. She's in.
I know you're talking
obviously.
The best bad guy in the Netflix universe is David Tennant.
Easily
the purple.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. When you play Mr. Purple
in Jessica Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Oh yeah, the pub master. Hell yeah,
he's so good.
Definitely. So that's the guy who's playing Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm seeing a picture Marie just posted.
He has a beard in the trailer.
Interesting. I don't like his face.
It's a bad photo.
It's kind of a punchable face and pullable hair.
Yeah, and the Punisher's coming out, and that's going to be amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, but they've done
the Punisher like 1,000 different times. Is John, what the guy from...
John Bernthal.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The guy from Walking Dead, is he doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He was really good. Here we
go. That's a better picture.
When's Iron Fist come out?
March...
Middle of this year?
I think Marie's birthday, March 11th.
Woo! I'll check it out. I need a new Marvel. I need a new Netflix Marvel show, I should clarify, because I don't really care about the movies, but I do like what Netflix has been doing.
So then you'll really enjoy Iron Fist. If you enjoyed Luke Cage, then you'll thoroughly enjoy Iron Fist.
We haven't seen it yet. How do you know?
What's Iron Fist's superpowers?
I'm going off of the comic books.
What's Iron Fist's superpowers?
Oh, it's like
he has a fist made of metal.
No.
He has an iron
deficiency. Specifically iron.
He like, oh god, okay, hold on.
Go on.
No, he's like kinetic energy. He actually chi.
Connects energy.
He's into that chi thing.
Put plastic things together.
The Asians taught him how to put pee-pee in coke and then how to use the chi to use like a super punch and stuff like that. So when he punches you, it feels like he's hitting you with iron. It's Iron Fist. There you go.
There you go.
I'm sure
so
it's
he's
cool.
Good at punching things.
But you described
and
it
kicking.
Super lame.
Wait, so he's Iron Fist or Iron Foot?
Fist.
So he's not good at kicking then.
He could also kick.
He can channel the chi from his foot too.
I don't.
What about his boner?
His strong combative move is his fists, but he can also throw kicks as viciously as his fists.
John, does he have an iron boner?
Shouldn't he be Iron Fighter?
No. Ask about the boner. What's the boner situation of Iron Fist? Isn't an
I'm
iron
sure he's
boner?
Packing a decent rod.
Can he channel all the chi from his boner?
Into super sperm? Yes.
I mean, the porn version is going to be iron fisted. I mean, we all agree.
he would wreck the shit out of some vagina.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
Marvel could do whatever they want, and they're just going to succeed.
Could he do the Kill Bill thing with his fingers and then channel all the chi just from his finger punch?
The five-finger death punch?
Yeah, that. Can he do that thing?
He can do one fist, a closed five-finger death punch, just punch you, and then punch your heart out of your chest.
Does he have, like, extra strong blinking? Like, can the chi go from anywhere?
Oh, my God!
What?
I'm going to go ahead and try and move forward.
With a fist.
No.
What about if he sneezes?
Don't stand in his way because you'll get diseases.
Have you guys seen this new drive-in movie theater that's not a drive-in movie theater?
What?
Maybe.
Okay, so basically in Nashville, they're building this huge...
You get drunk and you drive your car in the living room.
Oh, yeah. No, that's everywhere.
Now, basically, moviegoers in Nashville are in for a unique experience that will unveil an indoor drive-in with a 1960s feel. The
indoor
environment...
drive-in, so the cars are running, so you die from monoxide poisoning indoors?
No. But okay, so you don't actually drive your car in. You basically pay...
Then it's
like
not
a
drive-in.
Normal...
It's not a drive-in.
Well, it's not, but it sort of is. So,
what?
Like, you pay at the front and you go in. The
environment
party
in the back?
40,000 square foot space with air supported dome that'll be complete with 50 classic cars, full size trees, hammocks, and a starry night of the August Sailor's Moon. Even fireflies will be going through in a massive IMAX type of movie screen theater. It's the largest screen in North America. That they're building. They're basically building a stadium for movie watching experience. And instead of seats, they've built like an actual submersive view where your seats are cars.
Those tickets will be like $30 a head. No one's going to want to do that.
It's a $10 million project designed by Michael Counts, who based out of New York called it the master of submersive entertainment. And apparently he's the one who created the Walking Dead experience. So someone's apartment. Let me read this real quick. So essentially, yeah, like, would you guys pay for that? Like this big.
I mean, they got to switch it up.
Losing money.
They got us. They got to do something to switch it up, man. They got to do something to compete with the comfort of home. You know.
They're saying that the August Moon Drive-In is a conceived mini indoor theme park. That transports people to a time and place where it was a quintessential American experience. So basically, they recreated what is of a drive-in movie theater in the 60s, and you pay and you go in, and basically your seats are that of a car, and you have little like mounts, everything like that, and it's just a massive screen, and they have like a fully built-in like skyline and temperature and fireflies and all that kind of shit.
You know how many rubes are going to fuck the shit out of those fucking cars? They're going to destroy the interior. It's going to cost them more to maintain the interior of those cars. You know, people spill their coats.
That's a good point,
or leave their fucking snacks.
Apparently, you're allowed since you're here. Sitting will also prove unique experiences. Viewers can choose from seats in vintage cars to a picnic blanket spread out under the stars. Yeah. So they have... multiple areas.
Oh my God! Sitting down on the ground is terrible to watch a movie.
John has a great point, because in a movie theater, the most you can do is, you know, finger someone or get a blowy. But at this place, you could actually like have sex in the car.
Yes, or better yet, in this photo that Marie just showed, there's a movie going on and there's jackasses walking around disrupting the movie. Like, who's going to want to watch a movie while some jerk off is fucking playing swing set and throwing up on the fucking sidewalk?
Oh, it's the biggest, you know, screen ever. Well, it's the biggest screen ever. And it's just basically like a harkening back. Have you guys ever been to a drive-in? I did that when I was in college. They had one in Wichita, Kansas.
We still got one down here.
I have not been to one.
Yeah, I always thought that was kind of fun.
I have not been to one, no. But if it's a replica of like a 1960s drive-in, will they also recreate misogyny and rape?
Happy colors only?
Yeah, like all that other stuff that came with it.
Mm-hmm. You're so dark.
She's
a Sarkeesian.
If you want to be authentic, you know, you have to go full throttle.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Basically, they have the ability to, you know, do like where crickets chirp in the distance. The audience breathes a sense have a
hey,
fresh
you know,
air.
All that stuff is great. You know what would be, you know, be even better than all that? A technology that makes babies shut the fuck up. Because no, I don't need crickets or a fucking 1975 Corvette to sit in. You know what I need? I need a way to not have babies in there and just have adults in there. And
oh,
not fucking
hey, Royce,
kids
Royce.
What about the audio? Is it going to be coming out of the car speakers or is it going to come out of this gigantic echo chamber of a theater?
Both. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I'm assuming it's coming out of the speakers from the car. Because if you've ever been to a drive-in thing, you drive up and they have like four speakers. You basically take and you just kind of like plop them in your car, and then you're listening to the movie through those speakers.
They give you
so
speakers,
then the drive-in theaters
to
that are
channel?
So then the drive yeah the drive-in theaters are better because they give you a radio station, and if you have a kick-ass sound system in your car, it's like you have your own personal.
They do both. They do both, and if you don't have a working radio,
Brendan,
you can use that.
Then you're
but I'm
a
assuming
person.
With this thing, dude. I'm assuming. This is a $10 million facility that they're putting together. I'm assuming the sound system is going to be fine.
Brendan says it's just the playground for fucking. They should just sell it as that. Again, yeah, it's a good point.
Hold on. It says moviegoers can enjoy American comfort food, mobile dining areas, or grab a drink at several bars.
Or
so there's areas
diddle
you can get
your partner.
Up and go and get a bar.
They're
if
promoting
you
drunk driving.
There's also private dining tree houses for events and parties. So they have a full forest. And cars and dude, it seems kind of cool.
And tree stands.
I would say honestly, I would try it out. I would go one time and you know just to see if it was worth it. Like again, I appreciate that they're trying to switch it up the experience.
Yeah,
like,
I posted a link and just look at the initial shot of the dome look.
Like
that
you
they
know,
have
when we went to the other
and
the,
imagine bars all along the sides there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even when you go to a theater night, you get those seats that they lay back all the way, you know, like anything mm-hmm. that makes it different is cool. Yeah, no, that's cool. I would try it out. Again, it depends how much money it is. You know, that
yeah.
to me is the key.
Because what the average ticket price right now is, what, like 12, 15 bucks?
I don't know. What is the average ticket price for a movie?
And how many times have we all talked about how much we hate the current, like, movie situation where one person can ruin you watching a good movie.
Yeah, because everyone thinks that they're a Mystery Science Theater 3000 person. Everyone thinks there's a comedian. No right. one apparently has ever heard of a babysitter, so they have to bring their fucking 8-month-old to an R-rated movie or a movie that you really want to see.
So imagine you could roll up the windows and not have to listen to anybody else around you, and you could just turn on your own stereo, and it could be as loud or as quiet as you want in your own private area. Or
okay,
hey, how about
I
this?
Will say
they have dude, you can order food and they'll bring it car side, all that shit.
Okay, well if you can roll up the windows and roll up the top if someone's being obnoxiously rude, then okay.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
dude.
For it.
It's all immersive.
The average
but
ticket,
that's it.
The average ticket price is $8.61.
Okay,
$8.
So I guess I'm paying way too much for my movie
that's
tickets.
Yeah, you are.
That's the. But mind you, that's average. That's not an IMAX movie. That's not a 3D movie. That's an
okay,
average movie. You know, a regular theater. And
I don't know. I don't hate it. I think it's actually it's a different way of going about it because theaters are losing money.
Yeah, Brandon says the overheads has to be huge. That's a good point. I mean, that's a lot to. And again, like they make it look like a you know all these people around. I don't know. Are people going to be quiet if there's a bar? Are you going to be able to get a drink? How are you going to order a drink? Like people are going to be talking a lot. Like that's the thing that worries.
Right, but you have the ability to, like I said, roll up the windows and then just crank up the speakers in your own car.
Did you hear about
so after the that's another thing, mechanical thing that can go wrong? People fucking around with the switches on the windows.
You don't see this as like a fun thing. Everybody has shit on it.
Here's my question, though, with the bars. After the movie is over, do they kick you out of the bar so they can bring in new people to go to the bar and then watch the next movie?
Ooh, that's
say,
a good point.
Say in the thing.
Or do you just go hang out in the bar for like hours at a time and watch the movie over and over again?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. How would that work? How do they clear it out after
I guess
the
movie? They had... I mean, think about like the way a venue would run. I'm assuming they probably would run this the same way that they would do any kind of a concert venue. They cut you off at a certain time, and they only open it up like when new people come in. I would assume
that sounds about right.
Yeah, Yeah, so the tickets are averaging $8 and some odd cents?
Yeah, $8.61.
But how much is the popcorn? $20 billion?
Yeah, I know. Yes. Marie gets so...
That's not worth right it. Here, $20 billion for a bucket of popcorn.
Marie gets so angry when she buys popcorn out. In
it's
like,
so dumb.
It's like $20.
It's always stale.
It's not even... Yeah, exactly. Then it's
the
not
kernels
even
are nuked, so when you bite into it, it just tastes like fucking eating like charcoal.
And like they'll have the bag sitting there with popcorn, and Marie will demand a fresh one from the boss. Like, no, I'm going to pay $20 for this garbage.
You layer the butter as you're serving the popcorn into the bag.
Right, exactly.
If I'm going to pay in this much, you better work for it.
I want evenly distributed seasoning.
Yeah. That's not bad, by the way, because, yeah, you'll see sometimes when you go in where they have, like, the bags lined up, and then you see the popper going, and they'll just turn around and grab the bag and hand it to you. But you'll be like, no, I want you to fill the bag up from what's being popped right now.
Yeah, man, this isn't a carnival, man. Don't play shenanigans on me.
I don't go to the movies that often enough to actually care about that, but I should, I feel like, from here on out.
I don't either, and that's why when I do show up and I think, oh, yeah, I can afford to go to the movie theaters, and then, boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, it gets ridiculous, man.
No, nothing better, though, than the serve your food with waiters. Do you guys have that down there? I feel like we've talked about this
before.
The
diner ones, yeah. The diner ones
are
amazing.
Those are the bestest.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones I really go to these days.
Those are the best. And honestly, the places I go have good food. It's not bad either.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good dinner.
Well, because they got to switch their entire model. Because before you know, this whole, you know, getting a movie the same day it comes out on theater technology was available, they kind of ran the gamut on everybody. It's like, all right, we're going to charge you up the ass because you have to come to see new movies from here. And now
they want
to
be the one-stop shop for these places. They don't want
you to
go to
another
restaurant.
And now they kind of have like changed the entire game where it's like, okay, now we have to become a restaurant plus movies. So,
yeah, I know. I mean, we're excited here. One of the last Planet Hollywood standings was taken over by Guy Fieri.
It sure was.
Rock and roll, man.
You don't even understand how crazy it is.
It's wacky and zany. However,
what happened?
The burgers do look phenomenal. I have to admit. It looks good.
Is that the only thing he knows how to cook correct? That and barbecue?
I don't know if he knows how to cook anything correctly. I think he just knows what he likes to eat and finds people that makes it for him. And then he talks about that guy a lot and calls him money.
Do you think like he wakes up in the morning and goes, I don't have enough wristbands and or rings on? Like, oh wait, I got to take this one off. I got to put that one on. Like I was talking about this with Kelsey the other day. Like, the amount of work that goes into his look is borderline faggish.
Yeah. Until I found
right?
Until I found a Photoshop of what he would look like if he didn't do that. And I was like, oh, I get it now. He looks like an even bigger douche if he
doesn't. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We're here at Disney.
Sorry about
what is that?
Sorry
what
about that guy.
Guy's a douche.
But there was an interview with Guy Fieri in that video. Was it not somewhere in the middle, I guess?
I'll try.
But here's the thing is that, like, his show is great if it wasn't for him. Like, those are the kind of places that I want to know about because I travel a lot, and I want to know about these little, like, diners, drive-ins, and dives, but it's him. That's so annoying. Like, the way he eats, he just I want to punch him. We talked about this
like
last week.
He's a crazy person.
Punchable faces. He's got a very punchable face.
He's definitely on that list.
Oh, you know what we forgot to leave off from last week, and I thought about it, like, 3 days ago. Jay Cutler.
Hmm?
What about him?
Oh, yeah, punchable face for sure.
Talking about a punchable face, Jay Cutler has to have one of the more punchable faces I've seen. Anyways, yeah, Guy Fieri.
I'm finding some pictures of what it will be.
Like, what would you describe him as? Douchebag, douche bro? Like, what do you describe someone like him with the flames and the dumb flare and the overcompensating car? Like, what do you do with someone like him? Like, what do you describe
him? He's like
him?
The 90s if the 90s was a person.
You just call him like a chain wallet? Like, yeah. What do you?
Yeah, like I would. He looks like an Offspring song.
Yeah,
mixed with a Smash Mouth song.
Yeah, does that make sense? Like, he looks like a '90s song.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like Jorts.
Yeah.
You say Offspring. I say Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
He looks the way Jenkos feel.
I'm reading a review of the Planet Hollywood revamp on Eater, and it says, the Fiery Fired Menu at Planet Hollywood Observatory, as it's now called, has a turkey pick-and-nick sandwich, which includes LTOP and donkey sauce.
What the fuck is
What the hell's LTOP?
I don't know if it's an acronym or if it's
lettuce, tomato, onion.
Onions, pickles, maybe.
Someone fucking explain to me what donkey sauce is.
Sorry, hold on real quick. Brendan says I get heartburn watching him eat.
Yeah. Yeah, he invented something called donkey sauce and a bacon mac and cheeseburger, which also has LTOP and donkey sauce.
Mac and cheeseburgers have been around
what?
For a while.
No, but that sounds
donkey. Gross. I got it. Thank the recipe, you. Royce. Donkey sauce is garlic, mayonnaise, Worcestershire, hot dog, mustard, kosher salt, and black pepper.
And it has to come out of a NASCAR fridge.
That's it's very basic, actually. It's just another mayonnaise sauce.
He has an American-raised Kobe beef under a pile of melted cheeses, caramelized onion jam, and, of course, LTOP and donkey sauce.
What's LTOP again?
We're guessing it's lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and pickles.
Okay. Does he really need abbreviations?
Probably.
Okay.
Reeves.
He says it all the way, he'll pass out from exhaustion.
He has a pastrami and pretzel concoction on the menu called the Mayor of Flavortown.
Okay, that sounds good.
Is
it a pretzel bun, or does he put like hard pretzels?
Hey, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna serve nachos inside an old Airwalk shoe. Like,
the problem with him is he uses phrases like "Mayor of Flavortown." That's what makes him so hateable.
Everybody knows he's just a deputy mayor of Flavortown. By the way.
So then, who's the real mayor of Flavortown?
Mayor McCheese.
Damn right.
Yeah, but the question is, would you eat it?
Would I eat what?
Any of what I just said.
All of them.
Wait, did he?
Also, speaking of Mayor McCheese, anybody notice that they have like three different Big Macs set for a limited time right now?
By the way, to answer your question, would I eat it, Marie? It's very important. Did he touch it?
No, he didn't touch it.
Then I would. Of course, I'd eat it.
Not in the back kitchen.
I'm afraid that one of his skull rings is going to fucking fall into my onion rings.
He looks like the type of guy who doesn't wash after he wipes.
Ew.
Am I wrong?
I think you might be right on that one.
He looks like one of the rejected heroes from Mystery Men.
Oh.
And I would say yes, you're wrong. I feel like a man that grooms his hair that intently probably removes all of his rings from his hands before wiping and washes heavily and then lotions himself.
No. I think he's so focused on a look he doesn't really care about.
Look how shiny he is. Look how shiny he is.
I think he leaves the rings on his fingers and he definitely leaves the rings on.
He's a guy. They don't take we don't take things off our hands before we do shit.
Especially when we shit.
He has an entire section of his closet.
I actually put things on my hands to shit.
He has an entire section of his closet that's just No Fear shirts.
Nice. So he's the reason why No Fear and Bad Boy is still around.
Mm-hmm.
It's just.
Yeah. Guests in the chat room, isn't Guy the reason Bourdain hates the Food Network? There's a lot of yes. Bourdain hates the Food Network because of that, and he hated Rachel Ray too. Like, he hated a bunch of people there.
He has a disdain for just about everybody. I love Bourdain.
Oh, me too.
I don't think he loves you though.
Well, I feel like he would be a great Sherry, get on that. See if we can't get Bourdain on the show. Because
that'll be an easy get.
Yeah, easy get, Bourdain.
Do you think he's down to earth, or you think he's like full of 100%. Himself?
100%. No, 100%. I think he's one of those dudes that just says "fuck you." His show was so popular, like he's basically the reason why Food Network is anything.
I love that you're trying to get. That you're trying to get Bourdain, and we can't even get Guy Fieri's car on.
That's true.
That shitty Camaro he drives.
Whatever he's driving from town to town, year. Ruining neighborhoods.
Horrible.
So, fucking, guys,
dude, he was in Colorado Springs for a week and hit like five of our restaurants. And like I've seen like two of them, and it was just like, dude, you didn't even get the good thing on the menu. He's sitting there like focusing on like one of the worst dishes at this one particular restaurant.
What are you talking about?
Like,
what you talking about, Willis?
When he was here in Colorado Springs.
No, I'm talking what restaurant and what did he not pick?
He hit like five of them here. I forget what it's called. Honey?
I wanted a concrete example, not fumbling around.
Doesn't matter. It's not that
important. I've been to a couple of the restaurants he's been to.
I'll do research.
Like they had like a really good.
Thank you,
like Drill Sergeant.
I think I can explain that. Like, let's say a restaurant's known for really good, like meat cured, like bacon or something, and he'll just focus on deep fried pickles.
Guy Fieri, right. Brendan says when Guy Fieri talks, he sounds like I feel after a whole pack of cigarettes, four pitchers of beer, hot wings, and indigestion.
Amazing, then.
Yeah.
So you have a loogie the size of golf balls?
You should have said the morning after all of that stuff.
You know what?
Not that night.
Here's
because
what
that
is.
Night you feel amazing.
I figured it out. Guy Fieri looks like he owns three Hooters franchises.
Brendan,
he probably owns stock.
Brendan left out one ingredient. You have to also add in a lot of cocaine.
Hold on. Kelsey just told me he picked focusing on the cinnamon roll instead of the burrito. What place? Mountain Chalet?
No, Mountain.
It was one of these places in El Claro City. He picked the cinnamon roll to focus on instead of the burrito, which is why everybody goes there. There you go.
But a
There's
cinnamon
your
roll sounds amazing, though. I want a cinnamon roll right now.
But that's not what this place is known for. It's like one of those.
Do you think when he goes to malls, they shut it down and his personal shopper goes into Tommy Bahama for him?
From what I heard, though, they shut down the restaurant for like at least 6 hours. So, like, nobody's there for, like, 6 hours while they're filming each of these restaurants.
The so, do they comp the restaurant, or, like, they just let them just...
No, it's just free publicity.
You don't need to comp the restaurant.
Wow, they lose that much money?
No, forget, in long term, they make a lot of money. Once that airs...
Make a lot more. Oh, dude, yeah, a good producer is going to tell them, dude, you're making 10 times more being on the show than not. So...
Yeah, everybody knows.
It's true. They put up, because whenever he goes to a restaurant, he spray paints or he writes on the wall somewhere that, you know, it says Guy was here, and then there's pictures of him.
I've been to one of those in Miami.
And stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's
20 plus seasons of this dumb show.
Is Man versus Food over? Is that guy done? Did he die?
He got skinny. The most obnoxious person to listen to.
He had a gastric bypass, and he had other people do his food challenges for him.
Yeah, Man vs. Food. It was like, okay, well, this is dumb. The whole point of the show was you doing the food challenges, not having other people do it. And so they got rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, we got this guy over here in Philly who likes hot wings. He's going to try it.
Didn't Bob Kelly and Sherrod Small have a show like that? It was called Men vs. Food, and they were the ones going through doing it.
Really?
But I guess they didn't like those two together. It was like a 3-episode run, and then they switched it and went to Adam Rickman to do that show.
Alan Rickman?
Really?
No. What was the guy's name? Adam Rickman. It was Adam Rickman, right?
Adam Richman.
Hello, I am Richman. Alan Rickman. Welcome to Man versus Food. I'm going to eat a hoagie the size of my thigh. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, I must blow on this porridge. It is too hot. It's going to burn the roof of my mouth. Oh, now we're going to Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh, God.
That's not what I meant, but sure.
I think it's time to go, Dutch.
Let's get out of here.
Take it to the limit.
I don't have that. I have Megan Trainor. Does that work? Or are we going to get shut off on YouTube?
It's fine. Don't worry. Just play it out.
All right. Marie, am I better?
I'm better because baby, I was
born this
way.
I know you were better at being a bitch tonight.
Wow.
Wow. That's why. Why would you do that?
I just thought it'd be funny to be aggressive for no reason. Sorry.
I'm not repeating what I said.
Okay.
Royce, why are you better?
I'm better than you because Dutch is a registered sex offender.
Wait. We talked about this last week. That's not fair. No, that's true. Mitchell, why are you better?
I am better than you because La La Land is fucking boring and anyone that liked it is stupid.
I can't wait to watch it now because I feel like I'm going to feel the same way
you're
you
gonna
did.
Hate
Johnny, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I can pull an Alan Rickman impersonation on the fly on command.
That was very good, John. Bravo. That was
did I mean to say it was Adam Richman, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I am better than you because I can't wait to make that concoction that Guy Fieri just put up on his, or that you read it to us on that website.
Yay.
I don't know why. That looks really good. That donkey sauce?
Yep. Hippo juice all tomorrow. Right.
Yes. Anything else?
That's about it.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Justin Royce.
Bye.